yes, no, the scoreline hurts, and I said to the players in there, as much as I think after every game I've given almost the same talk about, I've only asked 100% commitment, effort and a no fear mentality, and they showed that again. And but they're not going to be sitting there smiling and, oh, that's all right, we tried hard, because they've lost 3-0 and it's harsh. I think when that third goal went in, it was a real kick in the stomach really for me, and I'm sure the players, because people not here today, so 3-0, I got hammered, and we deserve to win the game, maybe not, but for me it certainly wasn't a 3-0. So the scoreline hurts, but as I keep saying, that, you know, those players, especially those younger lads who will benefit this club in the future, unfortunately, and it's a shame it has to be now, they have to go through games like that and moments like that where it hurts, and they come up maybe up against a bit more nous and a bit more experience, and they'll learn from it. So as long as they learn from that, then it isn't a complete disaster when you lose 3-0. Saying that, you'd like them to obviously be learning and winning 3-0, but it wasn't to be.
The manner in which the goals were conceded was disappointing, as least.
Yeah, I think the first goal was a great cross, and you know, the big 6'3", 6'4", got a run on our defence, and it's a good header. And then at 1-0, you always got a chance. I think how we finished the first half was excellent, and you've always got a chance getting back into it. And then the second goal, Charlie makes a great save, and it just bounces off Cal's shin and goes in the goal. And then after that, it's going to be hard to get back in the game. And then the third goal is an excellent finish. So, as I said earlier, from any goal you concede, there's always something along the line before that could have been stopped for every team in the country. But unfortunately, when you're down there, those things tend to go against you more than for you.
Talking about hurts, it certainly was painful for the players, and you were on the pitch at the end of the game, physically lifting a couple of them up onto their feet.
Yes, no, I think it's, you know, I'm putting those lads out there, and a lot of those young lads are being thrown in at the deep end, and I always said I wouldn't hide from being there for them, you know, and that's the older boys as well. I've got a bit of a bugbear, you know, I've played for managers and they're on the pitch clapping fans, and, you know, when they've won, when they lose, they're straight down the tunnel. So that's not me, I won't do that, and I think it's not fair that you only go and clap the supporters when you win, because they were a different class today, and I think they can see that I've sort of put my hand up and gone for a position at the club when it was a sinking ship and a lot of people didn't fancy it. These players are putting their hands up, they want to be counted, they're not going to stop to the very, very end, whether in a relegation battle, mid-table or top of the league, they won't stop, and I think those fans didn't stop right to the end. So big thanks to them, but they've been like that now since I've been manager, and just as long as they're aware that I'm trying to be the first person for a while to think long term. You know, at the minute this club's got seriously worried about the short term, because I'm planning for a long term future of this club, which at the minute is in the balance.
Injuries are going to be so important with the 10 games remaining, and Peter Webb, I think this was his last home match to the physiotherapist, and he wasn't on the bench for the second half. What happened there, Danny?
No, I think his last game was Doncaster, and I think initially you know, it hasn't been confirmed yet, we're looking at maybe the youth team physio stepping up alongside our sort of sports therapist we've got. So, you know, it's good for him. He was just sitting behind the dugout, but it's good for him. He's got to get used to the environment. He's got to get used to how quick things got to be done. It's different to youth team. So I've got no problems with that. If he's going to step up, then obviously it's good for him to get a feel of it on a match day.
What difference will Gavin Massey and then Liam Kelly make when they come back?
Yeah, I'd like to think they make big differences. I think you could have a team full of experienced pros who we just signed out the Premier League. I think in a situation like ours, it's enough hard to get people going. And when you hear things about clubs going in winding up orders, and then next minute, you know, players aren't getting paid, and then it becomes AFC oriented. I mean, that's the stuff people talk about, and rightly so. So that filters through to the dressing room. The boys have used that as a release out in the training ground, out on the pitch. They're staying focused. So Kelly and Gav will be big lifts on paper, you know. But you got to understand that those boys, we've got to get them as right mentally as we possibly can. Every last one of them, whether it's Tristan Abrahams or Liam Kelly, the situation ain't ideal, and ain't been ideal for a long time. So that's my philosophy of just hopefully giving his fans a little bit of something back in terms of effort.
And how difficult is it for you to remain so positive?
It's difficult, obviously. You know, if I come out here and we just won 3-0, it comes a lot more natural, so to speak. But when you lose 3-0, you've got to stay positive. As I say, I know what I sign up to. I want those players to know in there that there's a lot being done over the season, and all of a sudden, you know, it's over our heads if we're going up or down, you know, and that's what we sign up for. So there's no complaints on that department. But it's tough. The whole thing's tough. But as I say, whether it be fans, myself, the players, hopefully this whole palaver this year makes us all stronger.
Finally for me, 6 points adrift. I think Hartlepool got a slightly better goal difference. Have you given up yet?
I haven't given up at all. I think even when we got level with Notts County after the win at Plymouth, and I was realistic, so we're probably favourites to go down, because unfortunately, or you take a step forward and you take four or five back the next week, so in terms of the whole thing. So it's not a case of giving up at all. I took the job knowing that my philosophy was going to be trying to be the first person to think forward and plan and try not to just go willy-nilly with players and wages, and you know, albeit I haven't been able to bring anyone in, but it's certainly a way this club's been going. I was trying to sort of just set us on a different course, and I think you've seen the vibe of the supporters towards the team, you know, regardless of what they think about the club, etc., towards the team, I think has been extremely positive. And as I say, that's credit to the players for giving those fans something back, because as I said to you, this is going to be a very big week in our history, and we won't know what's going on for a little while yet.